Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. V'shiftecha beveisecha prat la'usik b'mitzvah. When he's sitting in his house, that excludes somebody who was involved with the mitzvah. Rashi explains l'kami b'farish my mashma, that later we'll explain how we learn this out from this pasuk. V'lechtecha b'derech prat l'chasen v'afal gav d'chasen nami oisik b'mitzvah. Who, even though chasen is also somebody who was involved in the mitzvah, so perhaps we should learn out from the first part of the pasuk v'shiftecha beveisecha. Still, Yilav Kro Yisera, if not for the extra pasuk, lo nafkalon mikra kami, we would not learn chosin from the first pasuk. Why? They came into Isaac the mitzvah, since the exclusion of somebody who is osik in the mitzvah looks at the krob hedge is not explicit in the pasuk. Elam biuta bi'amhu, which is just some sort of exclusionary clause, the kardashinan, that we are making a drasha from the word min beisecho. V'lom matina mine osik b'malachas mitzvah. Umi matina mina osik b'malachas mitzvah, and we exclude from it somebody who is involved physically in the mitzvah, the ikur tirta, because he is physically involved and he has his trouble by the work that he's involved in that mitzvah, that he doesn't have the time to be able to do the other mitzvah. Aval chosin, but by a chosin, the groom, the tirta, the machshava ba'almahu, it's just something which is distracting mentally, then shemechashev al esek b'sulim, because he's involved with the whole thing of psulim, of the bias mitzvah of his wife being a psula virgin. You love Kriya Seira, if not for the extra pasuk, lo isma'ot, we would not have excluded him as well. Hakonis is a psula is potter. Why? Rashi explains, Shetarud b'machshavas b'ilas mitzvah, because he is busy thinking and distracted about the bias mitzvah, the first bia. My mashma, the prat lo isik b'mitzvah, how do we see from the pasuk that we are excluding somebody involved in the mitzvah? Ki derech, because we learn out it's like a derech b'shiftecha u'belechtecha is chuk shel derech, sitting in your house and the going on your way is compared to a path. Gemara asked then milo askinan klemar minolan de b'derech rishus l'chuda ayrikro. How do we know that the pasuk is talking only about a path that's for a rishus and something which is a mitzvah? Hakroy derech stomachs it. The pasuk only writes derech u'memela. We can learn out from it the mishtamim nami mina derech mitzvah, that even if it can be implied in that pasuk, even if he's on his way to a mitzvah, but afilo hachi, and even so, amar achmano likri, that the pasuk would still say you have to say shema. So how do we see from this pasuk that we're referring to somebody who is not osik in the mitzvah? The Gemara asks, imisham tirda, if it's somebody who's of a tirda, the machshava pateresle, if a tirda of a distracted thought exempts a person, afilu tovas vinas onami, that even just his boat sinking should be something which exempts him from Shema. Aloma amar Rabbi Abba, if so, why does Rabbi Abba say kmo loma amar? So the Rashi explains what the word aloma means. He says it's like loma amar. Why did he say? Even though a person who is an ovel, as we're referring to now, is very distracted because of his pain, he's chayv b'chol mitzvos. He is still chayv in all the mitzvos. Chutz from the tefillin, except for mitzvah, shenemar behem pe'er, uses this word pe'er of like splendor, glory, li'yecheskel, by Yecheskel, the word was used, it said, pe'er chachovah shalecha, that your pe'er, which is referring to his tefillin, even though he was an ovel, he had to still wear it. It came into ba'ol pe'er, since the person needs to be in a good state, and the ovel is mezgolo b'tzaro ba'ofer, and a mourner is rolling in his pain in the dirt. Ein ze pe'er, that's not called pe'er, a beautiful state for tefillin. Torah tir to the mitzvah, so a person has to be torah in distracted with regard to a mitzvah. Kevin de nan miut ba'almud der shinan, since we are only doing an exclusionary clause through a drasha, prat l'chasen to exclude l'chasen, mistayach, it's enough, mema'etis mina tir to the mitzvah, if we exclude from it only a tir to the mitzvah. Ubisil Armilacha Mesilla will say to you, Ni Nami the Kral Lemitrash Mine Prat Lachasan Asa. Even though the Pasuk is coming to learn from it to exclude a chasan, Memelish Marmina Belechasti Dachu the Mikhayaves, still Memela we learn from it that when you're walking on the way for your own needs and not for a mitzvah, that's when you're obligated to say Shema. Alma Bederch Nami Kari, that even in the Derech you will read the Shema. Say the Shema. Oiskin Bemalachta and Bekari, they will do their work and still say Shema. L'kaima, this is later on, Mugmina Lobe Perek Sheni, in the second parak we will discuss the workers, how and when they say Shema. Hiti Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah ki Beishamai, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah leaned over for a nighttime Shema like Beishamai. Lechad she'omer lo zekancha megodol. It's to somebody who they tell him that your beard is very long. And Amalei tells him, you said kinegan hamashkis, okay, now I'm going to cut it. Mashal shalcha doyme. The parable explaining what your actions is comparable. Lechad she'omer lo to somebody who they say zekancha na'a umegodol. Your beard is very large and nice. And he responds to them, since you praised it, I'm going to go into people who destroy it. This very big beard is going to be put to a razor and to scissors that I will put to it and destroy it. Now that I've leaned over, I am now as if praising you because you were leaning over. Now I'm leaning over also. She's a muta. You were leaning over. Atanis kafta. Now you sat up straight. Basil nami islahu matin. The mematin nami sharo. Basil also permits you to say shema while lying down. Kamin el, as we said earlier, matin makarin, that you can lie down and say the shema. But now came in the ad hashda yisus zokuf. Now you, Rabbi Elizabeth and Messiah, were sitting up straight. Va'achshav hitisa. Now you leaned over. Imlundis kafti. If I, Rabbi Shmuel says, if I didn't stand up, sit up. Imlundis kafti. And if I didn't stand up, yiru hatamidim. Tamidim will see what's going on. V'yikaven halach, and they'll establish the halach like b'shamay. Lo kiyamti. You didn't fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah. B'chiyechi da'asa k'diri beis hillel. Lo asa lo kum. L'diri beis shamay. Just like according to beis shamay, one who does like beis hillel has not accomplished the mitzvah. Af oisa k'diri beis shamay. So to one who does like beis shamay, lo asa v'lo kum. L'diri beis hillel. According to beis hillel, has not fulfilled his obligation. Shachar mevarech shtayim. In the morning, in the Mishnah, we said in the morning you have to say two brachos before the Shema. K'di amar b'brachos Yushalmi, as we say in the Yerushalmi of Brachos, Sheva Brachos Salolo, the seven Brachos Kriya Shema both morning and night, Al Shem Sheva, Yom Halitich, seven times by day, I will praise you. Achas Aruchav, Achas Kutsara, one long and one short, Ashtayim Lachrehad, the Arvis Kai, this is referring to the two Brachos of Shema that are said after Shema at night. Lachtoim, to seal, sign off on a Bracha, which means Bebaruch, that we, at the end of the Bracha we also say Bebaruch. Shelo lachtom, and not saying baruch at the end is kagoyin. For example, birchas haperos mitzvahs by birchas haperos like ka'etz and mitzvahs birchas mitzvahs la'aniach tefillin. We finish with a baruch. My mevarich. The Gemara says, what is the brachos shtayim lefne the shachar my nihu? Those two brachos in the morning. Yitza or ubori choshech oisah shalom uvarei ra. L'kami mefarish iduch maihi. And later we're going to explain what the other bracha is. The ilu bracha the yishtabach, because the bracha of yishtabach and psuk de zimra. In the mean, that doesn't count. Shil achri psuk de zimra. It's after psuk de zimra. Ko berkas halal. Just like the bracha of halal finishes off. The oimrim oisah koidim zman kriyashma. We'll say psuk de zimra before we reached the time of kriyashma. Im yirtu, if you would want to. K'dechsiv ka'arminon. Ksiv Bikrot says in the pasuk, "Yirtza Ar Uvari Choshech." Oisah Shalom Uvari Ra. That's what it says over there in the pasuk. Shekrai Nifter B'Avar Rabba. You've already fulfilled your Birchas Yerchiv of Birchas Atera with Avar Rabba. Sheish B'Mein Birchas Atera. We find in it it says similar to Birchas Atera. The same B'Libenu. If you put into our heart Limud to learn, Lalami to teach, Lishmar to keep, Lassos and to do, Lekaim is called watch and to do, and Lekaim is called Divrei Samu Teresecha. To keep all of the Torah, but to learn the chukim ritzonecha and to learn the chukim of Hashem. Medrash who carved the mikra, it's close to being the actual like the psukim. Going mechilta, v'safra, v'sifrei, the different midrashim halachos, shem midrashim mikrois. They are the midrashim said written on the psukim. The Gemara ain't tzarich levarach, but for Gemara you would not have to make berachos atera. Afilu koydim avarabba, even if you were learning Gemara before avarabba. Kamer, that's what the Gemara is talking about. Mahachi muchach milsa, but Pesach Sheni, and so too is proven in Pesach Sheni. Over Pesach Sheni refers to the second half of Maseches Pesachim. After Gemara Tzarech Levarech, he says, no, even for Gemara you need to make a bracha. Shu Iker HaTorah, that is the main part of Torah. Shemenu Hora'a Yotza, because from there we pass in halachos. Gemara, what's that? Hainu's first tiny Mishnah. That is the logic between the reasoning of the Mishnah, v'tirutzim mishnayis asoyser zuazu, and the explanations, the answers to explain contradictory mishnayis, v'chsirim mechzara, and the missing words in mishnayis, that the Gemara will fill in to make it come out with the correct halacha. Umuvarech birchas haTorah. Rabbi Yochanan finishes off the bracha, the boy psicha b'baruch, b'chasima b'baruch. You need to both start with a baruch and also to finish the bracha with a baruch. Harav na Hashem Elokeinu, yarev yarvu aleinu laslik behem me'ahavo. You should make it sweet to us that we should learn the Torah with ahavo. Baruch atah Hashem hamalim yitera lamo Yisrael garsina. That's the actual girsa. V'lo garsina lamdeni chukecha. We don't have that girsa. Shein zu bracha v'hoda al sha'avar. That is not a bracha and a thanks on something which happened already. El loshen bakasha. It is a lashon of a request from Hashem. V'David ki amra, when David said it, lo l'shem bracha amra, he didn't say it for a bracha, elo b'lashon bakasha, he was saying it as a request of Hashem. V'achi ka amar, this is what he said, Hashem sha'ata baruch lamdeni chukecha, Hashem, you who are blessed, should teach me your laws. Zuvim ma'ula shebar brachos, this is the best of the brachos, ha'tara, of birchas ha'tara, l'fi she'esh b'ho da'al l'makom, there is a thanks to Hashem, v'kilus l'tara u'li Yisrael, and there's a praise Torah and Yisrael. Tanan Hasam b'Maseches Tamid. Arm Lahem Hamamoyna. The one who was appointed said to them, "Who Sagan Hakayinim?" He was the Sagan Hakayinim. Kida Isa be Yuma, as we said, Yuma. Haynu Sagan, Haynu Mamoyna. The Sagan and the Mamoyna is the same person. Baruch Hu Bercha Achas. They would make one bracha. The Kaima for Shema. Here, further, we will explain what that bracha is. When the bracha should make Krishma, it's one of the brachas before Krishma. The Hasam Mestadu L'Kuli Seder Avodas Hashachar. There, they was explaining and setting up to us the whole of Voida in the morning. After they had set the limbs of the carbon on top of the ramp, and they would salt them, they went down off the ramp up until that's going up to the Mizbeach. So they went into the Lishkas Agazis, the chamber of hewn stone, to say Shema, and afterwards it said, the Mamoina, which he said was the Sagan, said to them, Barcho, Barcho, Acha, say one Barcho, Behem Barcho, they would say it, the Korah, Saras Adibras, and then read the Saras Adibras. They would bless the nation, Imam, which meant really not the nation, but with the nation, Vavoida, and the Avoida, Bishvil, Avoida, She'asu, Hayim of Arkan Achareho, because of the Avoida that they had done, the Avoida specifically they did, they would make a say Hashem Elokeinu, Avodas Amachai Yisrael, Vishay Yisrael, Usu the Sam Sakabal Baratzim, Baruch HaMakabal Avodas Amachai Yisrael Baratzim. They would say this bracha, asking Hashem that he should accept their tefillas and their Avodas Hashem. Inami, She'oizcha Levadcha Begira Na'avoid. Or alternatively, the bracha that they would make is that She'oizcha Levadcha Begira Na'avod, that only you shall we serve in fear. Uberchas kainim, lavarchas am, to make this, give the bracha to the nation. Ubishar tfila lohaya lahem penai, the rest of the davening they didn't have time to do. Vavzman kriyishma lohagia, and it hadn't even reached the time of kriyishma. Kedemar msechas yuma, as we said in yuma. Hakari says shema, as shema im anche mishmar, im anche maimud, person who says the shema together with those who are part of the mishmar, which is the kohenim who are doing the avoida, that they even anche maimud, those are the Yisraelim who were standing around to be the representatives of Klai Yisrael at the Karbanos, lo yotze, they have not fulfilled the obligation. L'fisha Anshei Mishmar makdimim, because the people of the Anshei Mishmar, the Kohenim who are doing the Avodah, they would say Shema early. We'll see from Bracha Achas, they added one Bracha, Mekayimim Mefresh, later we'll explain what it is. L'mishmar Yotze, the Mishmar that was going out, Shem Mishmaros, Mishalfos, B'yom HaShabbos, the Mishmaros, each family of the Kohenim would serve 1 week, and when the changeover would be on Shabbos, Kaminu Mesech HaSukkah, as we say in Sukkah, Mishmar HaYotze, the one who was leaving, would Oysa Tamid Shal Shachar, would do the morning Tamid, Umosifin, and the Karban Musaf, Umishmar HaNichnas, the Mishmar that was coming in, would Oysa Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim, would do the evening Karban Tamid, Ubezichin, and also the Bezichin for the frankincense. My Bracha Achas was the one Bracha, the Katani Reisha that we said in the Reisha, Ezo Min HaBrachos Hu Omer, which one of the Brachas is that we said? It wasn't said explicitly. Lo shama b'pirish lakish. He didn't hear from Rish Lakish. She amar b'pirish that said explicitly, my bracha achas. What was the one bracha that they said that it was yotzar? So Samaris teaches us the ketani bracha bracha achas that they would make one bracha. The brachas em akvazu azu. One bracha is not ma'akiv the other. It's not essential to say one. To say both of them, you can say one and not the other. Birch es achas. If you made the bracha of one of them, below birch es ashniyah, you did not say the second bracha. Nafka miha yidei chavasu, you have still fulfilled your obligation by he shabbat b'rich, the one that you made the bracha on. Vein chavreta ma'keves, and the other one is not essential, loymer, to tell you she'ein zu mu'elis b'lazu, that one does not help without the other, t'haynu, you have not fulfilled your obligation of the one that you said without saying the second one. Mu'hocha shama Rabbi Zvika, from here Rabbi Zvika heard this and understood, the Sriyah Leil Reish Lakish, the Reish Lakish held the hach bracha achas, that one bracha was yoytza'ar, he was the bracha of yoytza'ar, the first one in the morning. Ziyamarta Bishlemi Yotzaar Havi Amr, that the one that they said was Yotzaar below Ahavaraba and not Avaraba, Vafagab the Matilizmanu, even though it's a time already for Yotzaar, Sha'af Belail of Avaraba, Sha'af Belailo Roy Lomer, because even at night you can say Avaraba, Kol Shekain, certainly, they came in the Amri Yotzaar and you said Yotzaar, Vadi Matizmanu, it's already reached the time to say Yotzaar. But if you're looking, even so, Lo Amri, they didn't say it, Lo Amri El Yotzaar, they only said Yotzaar. Musulo, nothing else. Sulo Armila, nothing else did they say. Hainu the Ka'amr, that is what he said. Shmamino, we prove from here that brachos aim akhazuazu, that each bracha is not ma'akiv them, and if you say only one, you have fulfilled your obligation with regard to that one bracha.